Educate client about disability insurance. Disability insurance is specifically designed to provide income replacement due to an inability to work. Anyone who works can benefit from disability insurance. Therefore, counselors should educate their clients about this type of insurance. Some employees will already receive disability insurance through their employer, either as part of a benefits package or through a group insurance plan. Clients should check their employer's options before purchasing an additional insurance policy. If a client does not have coverage through an employer, individual disability plans can be purchased. In some instances, there may also be state-provided disability coverage or Social Security Administration coverage. Counselors can educate clients with fewer assets, single-income families, and those with higher levels of debt about this type of insurance. Such clients may be less prepared to cover their costs should they be unable to work. Disability insurance is typically available as short-term or long-term policies, described later, and can apply to any occupation or own occupation. These will dictate what types of disabilities are covered. Any occupation policy is defined as a type of disability insurance that pays benefits only if the individual is unable to work in any job for which they are reasonably qualified based on their skills and experience. This is a more restrictive policy type. Own occupation policy is defined as a type of disability insurance that pays benefits if the insured cannot perform the duties of the specific occupation held at the onset of the disability. This is a more lenient policy type. Income replacement is paid out if disability prevents the policyholder from performing the job held at the time of illness or injury, even if they can do other work. If employer-provided disability insurance covers only short-term disability, a client may want to purchase a private long-term disability insurance policy. A counselor should be prepared to educate the client about the differences between long and short-term disability insurance and the pros and cons of purchasing additional disability insurance. The next question is, how much does one need? There are two common methods to figure this out. Income benefit formula. This formula is based on a percentage of your pre-disability income, often between 50% and 75%. It may also factor in workers' compensation and/or Social Security benefits. Flat amount. This is a predetermined set amount of money, agreed upon when the policy is purchased. The sum is paid out regardless of any other benefits received. Counselors should be prepared to discuss with their clients what to do if disability insurance does not cover their expenses. Some clients will be able to tap into their emergency funds to make up for a temporary reduction in income. For lower-income clients, a counselor can provide education about government assistance programs that might help, such as SSDI explained elsewhere, Medicare or the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP. For policies provided through an employer, premiums are often quite low, a benefit of group coverage. For policies not provided by an employer, clients will likely find that the higher the coverage, the higher the premiums. Both short-term and long-term disability insurance plans are available. Both types of policies will be subject to an elimination period, defined as the waiting period between the date disability begins and the date disability benefits begin to be paid. Long-term disability insurance will have longer elimination periods, most commonly 1 to 6 months, while short-term disability insurance could have waiting periods as short as a week. Shorter elimination periods will likely result in higher premiums. For most clients, the only way to bridge these elimination periods will be to use savings or debt. Counselors who work in this space should research supplemental insurance options. Similar to other insurance categories, disability insurance policies can be customized with riders. A common rider for this type of insurance would address a cost of living adjustment, SCOALA, meaning the disability benefits would be adjusted over time based on the consumer price index. Short-term disability insurance. Short-term disability insurance is defined as an insurance policy that provides partial income replacement for a limited time, typically a few weeks to several months if the policyholder is temporarily unable to work due to illness or injury. This type of policy is ideal for someone who will only temporarily be unable to work. They are often offered through employers but are also available to purchase privately. Elimination periods can range from a week to 1 month. Replaces a portion of the policyholder's salary, typically 80%, for a set period of time, usually between 3 months and 2 years. Premiums are based on the length of the policy and the proportion of income covered. It can sometimes be converted to a long-term insurance plan if disability continues beyond a year. Long-term disability insurance. Long-term disability insurance is defined as an insurance policy that provides partial income replacement for an extended period, often several years or until retirement, if the policyholder is unable to return to work due to a serious illness or injury. This policy can provide coverage if an individual is unable to work for a prolonged stretch of time, possibly even up until retirement. Elimination periods typically range from 1 to 6 months, replaces a portion of the policyholder's salary, typically 60%. Policies can span a couple of years or extend until the insured is eligible for Social Security benefits. Premiums are based on the income covered and duration of coverage. Government programs. A counselor should be prepared to educate their clients on 2 disability assistance programs available through the federal government. The following are programs for disabled individuals available through the federal government. Social Security Disability Insurance, SSDI, a federal program that provides financial assistance to individuals who are unable to work due to a qualifying disability and who have earned enough work credits through prior employment. SSDI is tied to work history. It pays benefits to an individual and certain family members if they have a disability, have worked enough years, and have paid Social Security taxes while working. SSDI is only available until full retirement age, when it converts to Social Security benefits. Supplemental Security Income, SSI, a federal program that provides monthly financial assistance to individuals who are aged, blind, or disabled and have limited income and resources. SSI is not tied to work history. It provides funds to cover basics, such as food, clothing, and housing. SSI is available at any age if you are disabled and your income is low enough. Some individuals may be eligible to receive concurrent benefits, which means they would receive support via both SSDI and SSI. People who want to apply for these benefits will be informed of what they are eligible for at the time of application.